You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Democratic U.S. Senator Alex Padilla of California testified on the Public Lands Act. Here are his edited remarks.
Thank you, Chair Cortez Masto and Ranking Member Lee for allowing me to join you today to testify on my bill, the Public Lands Act, which would expand protections for over 1 million acres of federal public lands in California. This is one of the first bills I introduced upon joining the United States Senate. The public lands and natural spaces in California, I'm sure on your prior visits you would agree, are some of the greatest national treasures. From the San Gabriel Mountains in Southern California to the Carrizo Plain in Central California to the Northern California Redwoods, these lands are not just precious for their beauty, but also for their biodiversity and the role that they play in keeping our environment a healthy one. The science is clear. To adequately address the climate crisis, we must protect natural spaces. The Public Lands Act will help California and the nation meet our stated benchmark goals of conserving 30% of lands and 30% of waters by the year 2030. Protected lands are our best natural weapon for capturing carbon from the atmosphere, reducing emissions, and ensuring clean air for all. With the new wilderness designations called for in this bill, we can restore forests and rivers that are home to many endangered species, while also helping species adapt to our changing climate. This legislation would increase the federal government's support for wildfire management. We know how critical that is. And for drinking water conservation. And we know how critical that is throughout the West, not just in California. This summer alone, you saw the news, too many families were forced to flee their homes or breathe in smoke and ash because of yet another year of record wildfires. Wildfire mitigation and healthy forest management have always been of critical importance to Californians, but they're even more important today given our changing climate. That's why this bill has deeply considered the issue of fire and includes provisions to improve wildfire management. No provision of this legislation undermines or prohibits appropriate fuels management by the appropriate federal agencies. I also want to highlight that fire suppression is allowed in every designation type in this bill. Severe droughts are also threatening our water supply, and the Public Lands Act would permanently safeguard critical water sources statewide. The bill would protect over 500 miles of free-flowing rivers and streams, and it would expand protections for critical watersheds such as the Angeles National Forest, which provides a full third of Los Angeles County's drinking water. And climate change is the reason we face these extreme weather events and natural disasters more severely and more frequently. This bill would help us fight the underlying causes of climate change and address the challenges that we're facing today. Finally, I want to highlight the local support for this bill in California. In fact, this measure is the result of years of community engagement and enjoys the support of hundreds of local advocates, business leaders, and community groups who have developed these proposals from the ground up. Communities in California are asking us to preserve their backyards for future generations. Thank you again for allowing me to address you today.